Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack, boom, bam.
That's John Mellencamp. Little Heartland music. Little Heartland rock and roll, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're rocking here on Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Olala Njinga's here too, by the way, folks. Olala is a great member of our Brain Trust, one of our entrepreneurial experts. She helps us with so much of what we need to know to get our businesses to move forward in the marketplace. And her website is yellowwoodgroup.com. Is that right, Olala?
That's right. That's our primary website.
And yes. The other one is?
My personal site is olala.com. And just to warn people that's all things purple, and I have a fetish for Dunkin' Donuts. So you would be surprised.
Okay.
How many people say that.
You can't say you haven't been warned, my friends. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And I have to say, I'm a guy, so it's nothing but jewel tones there. hey, maybe a little camouflage too, Olala. So, all right, we're talking about how to make sure that you maximize the summer, your summer
That's
selling
right,
cycle.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. I'll tell you something, Olala. I think back on summers that I've had years ago uh-huh. when I was working a territory, when I was on commission and
right.
you know, making a budget and in my car, making a living in my car. I can remember when I made my year in a summer.
Oh. Awesome.
I mean, I literally got after it, and literally I can remember one particular year from June through August. I'd made my year's budget that summer.
That's so incredible. I mean, one of the things you touched on something, and I want to make sure we don't lose that point, is oftentimes small business owners think of themselves as small business owners. Small mm-hmm. business owners need to think of themselves as 100% commissioned salespeople.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
it
yeah.
changes your whole approach to selling for your company when you think about the fact that your paycheck is 100% sales commission driven.
Mm-hmm.
And it really forces you to look at getting a plan on paper, on purpose, and working your plan in advance. Not when it's up in your face and it's July and you realize you're not going to make payroll,
mm-hmm.
but now, you know, in April, in May, where you can start leaving those breadcrumbs, start touching those potential customers and finding out, are their needs shifting? You know, what's coming down the pipeline
mm-hmm.
that you might need to know, because it might impact how you sell to them and what they buy. Just because they bought it a certain way the previous years doesn't mean that that's the way that they're going to buy it again.
That's
so
right.
There's a lot of work to be done right now before you hit the summer, so you don't have that small business sales slump.
There's no question that my significant experience in sales on commission almost all that time, really all that time, contributed to me being successful as a small business owner, because one of my early wake up calls for myself
mm-hmm.
and my business will be 25 years old next month.
I
used to say, you know what? If I take a nap, I'm unemployed. If I'm not off, I'm unemployed.
That's
the way it is as a small business. And that's what drives you, isn't it? And you got to.
It's what drives me.
Yeah, you got to keep that in mind. And therefore, Olala, if you don't love it,
right.
you're probably not going to be happy.
You're probably not going to be happy. Well, you know what I say. I like to have kind of this running joke with my husband, George, and I say, there is no unemployment check for the small business owner.
That's right.
So there's no other alternative.
I have I have a cartoon here that I keep on my desk. I've sent it to a lot of people. And the guy's laying in bed. He looks kind of sick. And his wife's standing by the bed. She says, you can't call in sick. You're self-employed.
Right. last month where I needed, just crazy stuff was happening, and I called our director and I said, do I get personal days? Because I really need a personal day. And it was just dull silence, like, I'm not sure. Do you get personal days when you own the business?
I can remember working years and years and years, and all of a sudden, you know, and I'm at work really early every day, and so uh-huh. I can remember thinking, wait a minute, I could leave at 4 if I wanted to.
Right.
And I mean, it was like, hey, I don't have to stay till 5:30. I could leave now if I wanted to.
You can be.
But this was years. I'm talking about years after I'd been in business.
I understand.
But you gotta have. But you're right. You gotta have that attitude.
Yes, you do.
We call it in selling. It's called a sense of urgency.
Right. Yes. Which is very different than that speed of execution, and I think that's why that expression bothers me so much, because I do believe small business owners believe sense of urgency and speed of execution are synonymous, and they are not.
Tell us the difference. You know, review the difference for us.
The speed of execution is about moving something very quickly without vetting it, whether it's right or wrong. You're going to throw it out there. You're going to see if it mm-hmm. works. You're going to hope that it works, and you're going to keep it moving. You hope to course correct. But a sense of urgency is about understanding the immediacy of an opportunity window mm-hmm. and having a plan that you execute against the opportunity.
And it's also about keeping pressure on the effort.
Yes.
Keeping absolutely. Keeping the effort moving, even making a little progress all the time.
Yes.
Sense of urgency.
I love that.
And but also thinking ahead, like you were talking about earlier.
Definitely.
Meaning, you kind of know where the moving parts are going to be moving when they're going to be moving in a week or a month or 3 months. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Olala and Chinga. We always get smarter when she joins us. Ten Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.